Enjoy the Ride with Brandon Ide starts right now.
Sup, y'all? It's your boy Brandon Ide here with the Enjoy the Ride podcast, and I am currently podcasting lakeside from Lake Michigan. I'm here at Mears State Park with a couple buddies of mine and my wife. And night one went really well. Man, I gotta tell you, there's something about coming out here at 8:45 in the morning and just sitting on the beach and just looking out at the ripples and the waves. I mean, you can hear it. You hear that. It's just, it's so calming. And it's perfect out here. There's silence except for the water. And there's nobody on the beach. It's just me. Probably look like a creep right now, but so what? So be it. Anyways, I just wanted to do this little first segment by myself, let you know where I'm at, let you know I'm camping, and sorry for the lateness of the pod, but, you know, I'm living a life out here. All right, come on. Give me some respect. So the next segment of the pod will probably be me and Mitch and Kate and my wife all talking about a bunch of stuff. I don't know, but I got one more full day here, and then Sunday, I've got to be ready to help out at a coworker of mine's wedding, because she's getting married, so congrats to her and her fiancé. So we'll just move right into the next segment of camping with the whole fam-damily, the whole group. So here we go. Yeah.
Hey, honey.
Hello? Me and John are right now.
I know, I can see you.
My lip is quivering.
Your lip's quivering. Yeah. How you feel?
Tired.
Fine?
Yeah. Okay. No, you're tired.
Tired?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Gotcha. Man. So what'd you think of this trip?
Eventful.
Eventful?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so too. Why you laugh when you say it? Or what? Yeah. Wasn't feeling too great.
What the heck, man?
Yeah.
I'm just glad I called it. And I was like, I don't feel great.
See, this time I drank the Capriccio and I didn't throw up, but you did. Because last time it was the opposite.
It wasn't the Capriccio, it was the beer that sent me over the edge.
The beer?
Yeah.
The beer never sets you over the edge.
I was drink mixing.
What?
I think if I puke, that's what makes you puke.
Yeah.
What, drink mixing?
No, just a bunch of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mitch, overall, how would you rate this trip?
It was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
It was a little cold, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite
was my sweating out the camper.
That's right.
It all evened out.
It was basically a sweat lodge.
I'm just glad we all woke up at the same time. We're like, it's hot.
Yeah. You go in and you do your smoke rituals. And you come out a whole new man.
Is this not yours? This doesn't look like yours.
Yeah, I think that's Fred's. That's like big for her.
She's just like, you move her.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And Fred's just over there licking his inner thigh.
Oh, Daphne.
You good girl. Come here, huh?
Okay, baby.
Hi, cutie. Hi. There we go. There you go, your coat.
Sorry about the mix-up, though.
It happens. Management's an issue. We're working on it.
Fire me.
There you go. I will admit, though, those jackets are pretty sweet.
I need this job.
Doggy jackets. Yeah, please don't. I have a family.
So is that a medium-sized jacket for Daphne? Or is that still, like, a large?
I think so. I think we had a large for her, and Kate thought it was too big.
Yeah. Yeah, the scent. If you can just, line that up.
We need to get a jacket.
Doug, a jacket.
I feel like it's way too small. But...
Nah.
Bob says it's not.
Fits are pretty good.
I think it's so freaking cute that they have hoods.
Doggy jacket, lights up. That's so cool. How many settings does it have for the light thing?
Three.
Three settings.
Fast blinking, slow blinking.
Fast blinking.
And then just constant on.
Yeah. Slow blinking, and then just constant blinking that's so fast that it just looks like it's on.
Gotcha. You know what I wish that they made for dogs?
What?
Remember those shoes that lit up as you walked?
Yeah, like that. Skechers and stuff?
Yeah. What if they made that for dogs?
They would have a ball.
See, that's the thing. I think there's a lot of dogs that don't like shoes.
Yeah.
So, like...
The booties. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get Rufus a pair of booties just so I can see what he would do. Because he already looks awkward, like, walking backwards. Like, we have a walking backwards dog. Like...
Yeah,
okay.
Like, just
so, to come to bed, he does a K-turn into the laundry room, and then... Like he comes forward, goes backwards in, and then forwards out, and then into the bedroom.
Like a 4-point turn to get your room.
Yes.
3-point, yeah.
Well, he'll army crawl underneath the kitchen chairs, so he'll, like, shimmy his way through, get there.
Even though he doesn't need to, yeah.
And then he'll, like, turn around, and then he'll, like, slowly back up into the laundry room.
It's strange.
He'll get to the carpeted area, so it's, like, hallway, laundry room, and then he goes and turns forward.
I know.
So funky.
He's got his habits, for sure.
I want to see what he would look like with booties on. So he would literally walk.
He's gonna do like that high step thing for a minute, but after that,
like a cat does.
Guaranteed, I bet you.
Yeah. Oh man, where's Kate at?
I have no idea. I think she's out for a walk or something. I hope.
I hope too, because she wasn't in the bathroom.
She kind of just disappeared like you did the other day. I was like, where's Brandon? I don't know. Cool. He's probably fine.
Yeah, you can bet I'm at the beach if I'm gone.
If he doesn't show up in an hour, we'll wait an hour.
If he doesn't show up in an hour, we'll get the fire going.
Well, yes, me and him, we're ready to go, you know? I'm like, no, but he'll show up.
Yeah, no, I will.
He always comes back.
I don't know, I just like yesterday morning I woke up before everybody else. At least I woke up before everybody else and actually got up before everybody else. I'm sure there were people that woke up before me, though. But... I just was like, you know, I still need to call one of my relatives, so I'm going to try to do that, but, like, I don't really want to do it in the middle of camping, so let me get this out of the way and see if I can do it before we...
Like 7, didn't you? Time?
Like 8:30. Yes. I called...
Picked up?
No, she didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, I called her twice. Her voicemail box was full, so I couldn't leave a voicemail. But,
I don't understand the people that have a full voicemail box. Like, some messages...
Oh my god, yeah.
It's crazy frustrating trying to get a message to somebody and make a voicemail for.
Yeah.
Especially if it's important.
Oh, that's what irritates me more, if it's not set up.
I was one of those people for like 6 months until somebody was like, hey bro, set up your voicemail. And I was like, it's not?
See, thank God somebody told you. Because most people are just like, oh, there's Mitch, that asshole that doesn't have his voicemail box set up.
For jobs and stuff. Oh, one of these random numbers call me, and then I never got a message, so I was like, oh, must have been spam. So
I would have texted you immediately, like, within the first month. I'd be like, your voicemail box is a setup. Can you do that so I can leave you a message?
And nobody calls them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Everything's all text or email.
Just, no, dude.
What? You look around. Man. He's like, finally noticing the chipmunks. he's like, where they at, though? Oh, man.
I smell something. Oh, did you move the...
Last night.
Yeah,
his
cord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Shit snacks. Perfect.
That smells it too. What's going on, guys?
Man. So, Mitch, I know this isn't your optimal camping spot. If you could camp anywhere else, where would you camp?
Well, there was a campsite in Luther, Michigan.
In Luther?
They allow you to bring your dirt bike to it.
That's
and
dope.
And you just ride right from your campsite to the trails around.
What?
So when Kate had a dirt bike.
That's sweet.
That was one of my favorite spots. Dirt bike thing didn't work out for her.
Why did you have to ride the dirt bike?
She didn't like sand. And sand's really hard to ride on. Like, really hard when you're first starting off. Because the faster you go, the more stable it is. But trying to tell somebody who's not comfortable on a bike to go faster is
tough. Yeah. Okay.
So, we tried it a couple times, and then one day, she, like, fell, and she's like, sell the fucking bike.
She was like, sell it.
Yep. So,
you got it.
The next day, I listed it for sale, and somebody bought it the same day.
Wow. That's
I was
awesome.
Like, seriously? It's kind of an old bike for kind of a lot of money, but all right.
How much is that for?
I think $2,300. It was like a 2005, 2007 kind of older bike, and it was
that's
a small
dope.
One.
I do. Okay.
But
oh, girl.
Some guy bought it for his son, and I'm sure they're happy.
That's sweet.
But then she's like, "Well, I didn't think it'd sell that fast." I was like, "You didn't want me to sell it?"
Right. It's like, "What are you?" Ask? I was like, "You got to be decisive here."
Yeah. But
damn, that's cool that they let you bring the dirt bikes in, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Without one of them breaks.
Or until you fall and somebody says to sell it. Yeah. Wouldn't you imagine that I slip in my own house? Sell it! Sell the place! Sell the house! Sell the place! Sell the place! This shit sucks.
What?
Trying to eat a bowl of Cheerios and it fell.
Yeah, it's helping more than helping.
I knew we should have had an open concept.
I don't know if that makes slipping less of a hazard, but.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. Actually, just opens up more floor to slip on.
Great.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's pretty much all it is.
Don't worry about their mama.
Yeah.
Well, they started smelling something at the same time, then started getting all whiny.
Yeah. I just think it's, I don't know, I think it's weird that she would go on a walk without one of the dogs. Because, like, normally.
No, that's, the dogs are a handful, that's why she didn't want to take
them. Oh, okay.
Fine.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I see.
I think her phone's in the camper, too. So, like, once. She doesn't even pick up her phone when I call. Man, come on, dude. I looked at one time, and I said, "You never pick up the phone when I call." It was like 6 months that I called her, like over the course of 6 months, she's never picked up a call from me.
Over 6 months?
6 months, they all
that's
were like,
insane.
Like it went to voicemail.
Wow.
Yeah. You need to put your ringer on. She's like, "Well, I don't want it to, you know, that's it. Like, I don't want it to make noise."
Hey, LMAO, you're live.
So I was like, what I do is I just have my text message sounds off, and then if my phone rings, then I can still hear it.
You can do that on iPhone?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, just turn the text message to none, the sound to none. What's super annoying is that you can't adjust, like, system sounds, you also, like, if I take a screenshot, something like a meme group, like, if I try to, it makes a sound. You, like, so people are thinking I'm taking pictures of them and shit.
Kate, what was your favorite part of this camping trip?
I liked walking up there. That was nice. That was a nice little walk.
Yeah, it was nice. Old Baldy Trail. Yeah, it's a beautiful view when you get to the top.
Just awesome. Now I walked towards the beach and back.
Oh, nice. Okay. Seeing that nice in the morning, like going to the beach? Yeah. I was just telling them, like, I woke up before everybody else the other morning, and I don't know. I was like, well, I still need to call my aunt, so I should probably get that done, but I don't want to do it while we're in the middle of camping, so let me see if I can get it done in the morning. And then she didn't pick up because I'm an idiot, and I called her before 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was dumb.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part? Ooh, it's tough. My favorite part. Well, last night that game was pretty fun last night, because it got way more intense than I thought it was gonna get. Well, Waterfall was fun, but the game when we were still out here before that. Heads up. Like certain categories were fun because we're all just like, "Oh, the monkey with the, you know, and he's swimming," and it's like another thing.
Like, what the hell are they doing?
I know, they're just over that. Them damn millennials doing their thing again. Yeah, probably.
That was fun. I really
probably.
I didn't expect it to be so entertaining.
I know, that was cool. I dug it.
She always plays it on her show.
I dug it.
I don't know. I'm happy it all worked out and everybody liked it.
Yeah.
R.I.P. this chair.
That was a good 99 cents, that's the end.
R.I.P. that tiny blue chair.
There's a lot of categories for 99 cents.
Yeah.
There's still, like, other categories you could buy on, too. I'm not buying those right now. I mean,
that's how they get you. That's how they get you.
Like, we already buy all
of
it.
We'll
buy
them. Daphne and her log.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah.
I felt sick. Mom was like, "I don't feel so good." So I made her get up and
go. Yeah. She was like, "Stranger danger, come with me." I was like, "Okay." That's fine. That's right. The buddy system. I'll be your puke pal.
I know you told me.
Oh, the psyche.
Oh. I was like, that doesn't look like a puke, but I don't want to step in it just in case.
No, it's not me. I went right to the river.
Does it matter if it's her puke? If it's just any puke at all?
Well, I don't know. No.
I don't want to step in it if it's her puke. I mean, Jesus. If it's somebody else's puke, that's a different story.
Still?
Yes.
She got that quiver lip. I ain't had quiver lip since 98. Oh, it's crazy. Hey, Michelle, get in here. Doing that bit where I'm talking about I'm going to pray. It's amazing. Kate, I wish you knew what I was talking about.
No.
I wish you did. Because Mitch does.
Is it that game thing?
Yeah. Yeah. If he likes it as much as I think he does, which I'm probably wrong, he'll show it to you eventually. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. But there's way more in that 2-hour compilation I was showing you. I showed you like maybe
2 hours?
It's 2 hours long, but it's like but it's a compilation, so it's spliced up between a bunch of different times where they were laughing about stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what a compilation.
Okay. Well, some yes. Well, some people suck. Some people don't. Man. See, if the fire was going, they'd pop. She was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing acorns.
Acorns explode.
Acorns explode. Yes, yeah.
Well,
like, if you give it time, then you just go, pop. Let's get this camp set up. Pop, 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 pop. Oh, shit. You motherfuckers put, like, 17 acorns in here. You can hear the guy in the camper. He's just laying there, just waiting for that last pop. I know there's 20 of them in there. I've heard 7 so far. You went from Kobe to LeBron to, or no, you went from Jordan to LeBron.
Dude, that was Steph Curry over here.
To like Luol Deng, who's retired now. And he wasn't that great. He played for the Bulls. He was slow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's a better basketball player than I
am. Yeah, yeah. It's true. Literally everyone on any roster is better than you in the NBA. Same here. Same here. Yeah, like by miles.
Oh my god, yes. Dude, watching him in like real life, like
they just like skip.
Yeah, they're literally just like
yeah.
You do skip some, and they're like at the basket.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I'm pretty sure they don't even get that far.
They just go like tiptoe through the window, and then they're there. And then they're there. Yeah, they're already through the window.
Play the sport. They should use a bigger court.
I mean, I'm sure
it's tradition to have it be 94 feet.
Yeah, but it's also tradition not to breed people that are 10 feet tall.
Well, they're not 10 feet tall. It's only a handful that are over 7 feet.
Yeah. Tradition can be okay, broken, so why don't you actually regulate really? The rules to the
wow.
players? That, especially
is he in shape to
are.
Play
but these
sports?
Kids are growing. No. They're not
oh,
well,
that's sad. Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I could never really imagine that having a 7-foot coworker, like yeah. just at a regular job.
When I see him, I'm looking like I stand up and I'm like, hey, Bill, how's it going?
Yeah. Is his last name McCracken?
No. Oh. Runner.
Runner?
Yeah.
Phil Runner.
Yep.
Nice. Ironically, he doesn't run much.
He's just a tall-ass dude.
Damn. Wow. Well.
It's great to have an airplane emergency, though, because a while back, my boss and a couple of coworkers were on a plane taking off, and all of a sudden something popped, and the cabin started filling up with smoke.
Oh, no.
They had to, like, stop on the runway real quick, and he took the door off, apparently, and just threw it. I was like, those things can't be very light. That whole
no.
airplane door.
Yeah, they're not.
Turned into a frisbee.
That's amazing.
What adrenaline did you?
Everybody's like, hey, Phil.
Were they even supposed to evacuate the plane? Or
yeah.
like, was...
Yeah.
Dude.
I know, it's like, that wasn't the next step, but all right, whatever. Now we don't have a door. I don't know. Sit your ass down. Sit your big ass down.
No,
jeez, man.
Definitely part of it.
Man,
dang.
Can you imagine being on that flight and, like, you have to make a cruise or something? Like, you have to be somewhere at a certain time. Well, that was my week vacation.
Right.
That sucked.
Yeah, my week vacation turned into a 3-day vacation. Because Phil here got jumpy with the door.
It's just slight turbulence, Phil.
Oh, look at our little boy.
Where are you going?
I know. I'm ready to see him.
I guess, like, the flight attendant was, as they were coming to stop, she's like, Brace! Brace!
Bryce!
I was like, ah, it'd be scary.
There's one guy in the back named Bryce. He's like, yes, what? Yes.
Why? God, I heard it the first time.
Can I help you?
I'm a dude.
Fred is like trying to get it there in that chair. Man.
He thinks he's people.
Look at him. He thinks he's people. Fred, you are people. Look at you. He's got that face like, my son just went off to war. Hope he'll be okay.
Also squirrels.
Yeah. Also nature. Interesting. Interesting. Oh, Daphne wants you to throw the log. Oh. Tiny bark. Tiny bark. Poppers did a tiny bark. Because she wants you to throw. She does tiny bark, so you throw a big bark. That's what it is. The tiny bark.
You just stay over there, old man.
Yeah. Nice. Noise.
How many chairs do you need, boy? Not that.
Dump it.
Ben,
well, overall, I think this camping trip was a success. Thanks. So nobody died. We definitely camped. For sure. Yeah.
We didn't have to drink our own piss or anything.
Right.
We still did anyway.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. There was a Myers within 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever city people call camping, that's what we did. Yeah. I liked it.
Fine.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I wouldn't want to do anything else when it's 40 degrees at night.
I mean, I'll rate it. I'll rate it on Yelp. I'll let people know. I'll be like, 3.5. 3.5 out of 5. We'll see. Yeah. Oh, man.
Read all about the history of Muir State Park on that little sign over there. If anybody was interested.
Wow, the entire history is on that sign?
Yeah, the entire history.
Wow.
Like, I put this little camping trip on the log, too.
Oh. Wait, what?
But apparently, in 1953, the daughter of the founder of Muir's wouldn't give more land to the state until it wasn't a nude beach anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Women were not fully clothed.
Okay. I see. A bit prudish.
A bit.
But
and most
it's her land.
These trees were planted in 1967.
Really?
Yep. So these around in like,
yeah, they're not even 100 years old. That's pretty cool.
When, like, people were going these, off to war.
These trees are literally like people basically. Yeah. They're like 60 years old.
53.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so cool. Huh. Well, I'm going to go read that sign. You want to read that sign with me?
What sign?
The Muir State Park History sign.
Sure.
Let's go read it. Yeah. Just so you know, okay, I'm doing the pod right now. I've got my mic on my collar.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I'm just like, oh, boy. Hope I don't say something weird. But, yeah. What?
Michigan end up winning
or no? No, they lost by a touchdown. Come on, babe. Hey, everybody. I feel like this camping trip was a success. And I feel like this was really, really fun. I enjoyed myself a lot. I'm about to go brush up on the history of Muir State Park. An old baldy trail here because I got a sign for everybody to read and my wife is catching up. All right. Okay. So I'll read these and you read that.
All right.
Okay.
Go for it.
Charles Muir State Park. In 1920, Charles Muir's daughter, Carrie Muir's, deeded 13.7 acres along the North Channel stating to be developed and used by the state of Michigan for state park purposes. In 1922, the park site formally became Charles Muir State Park. By 1930, a new beach house and park store was built. Though the beach was increasingly popular, campers in these times merely found an available spot and pitched their tent. By 1940, Muir State Park boasted an annual attendance of over 175,000 with 293 camps. In 1951, Muir State Park welcomed Bill Cornish, its first full-time park manager. The popular park needed to expand, but Carrie Muir's would not sell any more land to the state as long as it allowed nudity on the beach. Girls not fully covered. Following the death of Miss Muir's, the village of Pentwater paid $15,000 for 34 acres of land from the Muir's estate.
15,000 for only 34 acres? I wish.
Land's cheap. Anyways.
No, it's not now.
I know not now. In 1958, the first modern campsites were added, providing electricity and a toilet building with showers. Ah, plumbing. Total camping attendance swelled to 886 camps that year. In 1959, the village sold the land to the state for the expansion of Mears State Park. This land included 900 feet of Lake Michigan frontage, Old Baldy, which is the trail we're standing at right now, and the land that is most of the current campground. In 1965, campground construction began, adding 167 campsites. In 1967, major tree planting began, resulting in most of the campground trees we see today. This initial construction phase was completed with the addition of the current bathhouse in 1974. Take it away, wife.
Don't, like, speak at me. Your breath is horrendous.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry. Old Baldy.
Like all coastal sand dunes, Old Baldy is one of Michigan's most fragile landforms. I can't speak or read today. Preservations of dune vegetation is extremely important on both of the wooded dunes, like Old Baldy, as well as the grass-covered four dunes near the lake. Boardwalks and stairs are built not only for improved access, but to protect the dune's topsoil and plant cover. Please stay on the mother.
Please! Boardwalk. All caps, bold, ellipses. Stay on the boardwalk. You got it. Charles Mears looks like a douchebag.
They came to the conclusion that Rufus reminds Megan of Dory from Finding Nemo.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I could see it. I think it's so weird that they took out all the benches in this place.
I know.
Why did they do that?
Sad.
Well, it's just, like, if you're going to take them out, like, at least take out the poles that were supporting them.
I know. Like, they're just, don't get people's hopes up.
Yeah, they're just everywhere, like, ghost poles. It's strange. It's super duper strange. But. All right. Man, did you enjoy yourself?
I did.
Me too.
I'm ready to go home to our tiny boy, though.
Yeah, we gotta do this more often. I like camping, especially when it's by the beach.
Oh,
it's so nice.
You gotta tell Grandma about this. Grandma would love this place.
Yeah, she would. That was an interesting history. Yeah, you weren't lying. She was not going to sell that land to anybody if there were titties out on that beach.
No boobies. Cover your boobies.
Cover your boobies.
Huh?
Meow. Meow. Meow, meow, meow. Cat. I'm a kitty cat. And I'm a meow, meow, and I'm a meow, meow.
Oh, my God.
And a dance, 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 and a dance, dance, dance.
Here we go.
It's like one of the original YouTube videos.
I've never seen it until Brandon showed me.
Cat. Ding! I'm a kitty cat. And I'm yum 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 when I'm yum yum yum.
Huh? It's been around for like at least 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, at least. At least.
Kate, we got to plan our shoot shot.
All right. Babe, what was the food that we made last night?
Tinfoil dinners.
Tinfoil dinners.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you make them?
Well,
give me a quick rundown. How do you make them?
So you got your tinfoil. You make like a tiny little boat bowl.
Tiny boat bowl.
And then you have to put in your potatoes on the bottom, and then the meat on top. So hamburger meat or steak or something. It has to be beef. You gotta have beef with somebody.
Beef.
And then it's corn, mushrooms, carrots, peppers, onions, whatever else you want to add to it, just to make it good. And then salt, pepper, if you want to marinate it and do what Mitch did, be super extra.
Then what do you do?
You put it in the fire and you let it cook for a lot amount of time. Keep checking on them.
Roughly an hour. And that's it. And with that tinfoil dinner recipe, I think I'll wrap up the pod. So, say bye to everybody.
Bye.
Say bye to everybody.
Bye.
All right. Where's Mitch? Mitch. Mitch. Mitch.
Hello.
All right. Well, I'll let him do his thing then. Thank you all for listening, and this was another wonderful camping podcast. Sorry it was so late, but I release it when I release it because I'm living a life. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Enjoy the Ride podcast. If you like what you heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. And if you've got some time, be sure to leave a review. Thanks, guys, and you'll hear from me on the next podcast.